All right, welcome back to the Mass Generals podcast. I'm Matty Lynch. I'm here with my co-host, Donnie Palmer. Did you hear about the news yesterday?
Yep.
What happened? Roe v. Wade. It was an emotional roller coaster yesterday. You saw it, right? News was everywhere.
All the lunatics out. Yeah. All the lunatics out on a state house lawn steps on the side, just ranting and raving.
Without a doubt, the Supreme Court, they had to put, you know, barriers in, bring it in, because, you know, the left, obviously, they get riled up when it comes to abortion.
They do.
When it comes to abortion, we'll get into it, you know, this episode, because we're going to talk Roe v. Wade, and we're going to discuss kind of what happened yesterday. But if you look at, you know, the progressive left, these, you know, the woke, right, the woke religion, you know, abortion's like one of their sacraments. Like, if you say anything about it, it's like, we're going to go after you. We're going to go after you for that. And it was a wild day over there. Now, again, before we start, the most important thing that happened, you know, and this was not yesterday, it was the day before, it was at night, that it was leaked, right? The Supreme Court opinion, it was just a draft. So this was a big deal. This has never happened in the history of the Supreme Court where a draft was either leaked or hacked. Mm-hmm. Now,
you know, nothing's leaked or hacked. That's all a setup. It's an alley-oop for them to start this BS propaganda with abortion. It was an alley-oop for them to start this. These liberals, this liberal cabinet, this administration, they start the problem. They create the problem, and they say they have the answer.
Yeah, and they give you the minions and stuff. Now Republicans are the bad guys. And we'll get into kind of some of what they said, but the biggest part about Roe v. Wade, you know, if this is actually, they say it's real, you know, Chief Justice Roberts said they're initiating an FBI investigation to who leaked it or who hacked it, but we already know it's, you know, a leftist activist somewhere on the court or somebody
cabinet,
hacked
somewhere
it.
Somewhere in that cabinet.
But the biggest thing when it comes to Roe v. Wade, if anyone reads it, if they overturn Roe, it goes back to the states, right? It's a constitutional issue. And if you read the opinion, that's what they said. It's like, this, there's no law saying this. Like, the federal government can do this. Mm-hmm. So it's just going back to the states. So it doesn't mean like we're not at that conversation yet to be like, all right, like abortion, right? Mm-hmm. That conversation is not right now. And right now it's like, it's the law. They're saying, okay, send it back to the states. We live in Massachusetts.
Right. We're not going to end abortion in Massachusetts. Like,
no.
We're not even really Republicans. We're conservative. But, you know, you all went on two tickets. Democrat or Republican ticket, right?
And that's the big thing is, as we just mentioned, like, they leaked this because they knew exactly the backlash that would come, because they want to galvanize their troops,
because
the Democrats are getting crushed right now.
They want to mount up.
They got
up and
nothing,
create.
Like inflation soaring, the border, you know, the Ukraine crisis, everything's going on. It's our country's being destroyed in them, so they have to go to an issue that they know is going to get emotional heartstrings. And I kind of want to get into it there because, you know, before we show what they said, it's like, these leftists are willing to destroy every single one of our institutions. Mm-hmm. People aren't going to trust the Supreme Court anymore. They're already trying to say court pack to, you know, the Supreme Court isn't trustworthy. They're radical right wings. It's like, they want to just destroy every one of our institutions.
They're constitutionalists.
They're not constitutionalists. They hate the Constitution.
No, I'm talking about most of the Supreme Court justices. Some of them are constitutionalists.
Oh, yeah.
Their job is to uphold the Constitution.
And that's
their job.
And that's all they did. They sent it back to the states where people have to understand like what this means if Roe's overturned. It doesn't mean like, oh, women are not gonna have reproductive rights. It's not that, right? That's right. You're falling for the trap because they know it's an emotional issue and you have to pull emotion out of it. Mm-hmm. And we're gonna show you right now, you know, how they use it as an issue, right? So if we put up the first slide there, and we'll go through kind of the famous politicians, you know, the big politicians that went through it. What did Biden say yesterday? If you want to put that up, Justin, yeah.
Biden. All right. So the draft opinion, mm-hmm. that one, okay. The draft opinion calls into question the fundamental right to privacy, the right to make personal choice about marriages, whether to have children, and how to raise them. These fundamental rights for Americans are a critical part of who we are.
Exactly. And then his next tweet, right? If you throw up the next one, go to the next slide. If the court overturns Roe, it will fall on our nation's elected officials at all levels of government to protect a woman's right to choose, and it will fall on voters to elect pro-choice officials this November. Right? They're giving their hand out. Mm-hmm. He's telling you, we're doing this because, oh, it's leaked out and they were ready for it. They were to jump in. You need to elect pro-choice officials. Like, that's going to be their their way back to take those voters back, where it's all emotion, because they're going to say, they're scaring women. Like, hey, women, you should be it. Like, men are going to stop you from all this. You're going to die in all this. And it's, again,
let me say something. This is like boxing. So I'm a fighter. Like, this is what I do. So in boxing, I mean, they tell you don't telegraph your punch. Mm-hmm. Biden and this administration, they telegraph their punches.
It's a good analogy.
They're telegraphing their punches. You know what I'm saying? What I mean by telegraphing your punch, like, go like this. Mm-hmm. Every time he punches, he goes like this before he punches, or he punches. He's telegraphing his punches. He's throwing out tweets. They're giving us alley-oops, you know?
Well, so, I mean, if you look at it from my standpoint, right, it's a kind of a, you know, if you understand what's going on in the world, it's so easy to see through what they're doing, right? Yeah. If the only people that fall for this right now that, you know, it gets emotional, if they hit you and they get your emotion up, and then they get you. But if you just kind of, hey, use reason. Why are they doing this? What are they doing here? And he can say it. And it will fall on voters to elect pro-choice officials.
Put your emotions in the bag and use your logic reasoning.
Reason, right?
Okay? Put your emotions in the bag and let's just think.
Because there's a conversation about abortion. We'll get to it after we see what all these people say. But it's
We're in Massachusetts. Abortion's not going to end.
Yeah, we're in Massachusetts. Right. So this is the president of the United States. There's no way he wrote this, obviously. I mean, he doesn't write his Twitter. He doesn't even know where he is. But let's check out what the VP. Did you see the VP? So VP, if you go to the next slide. This is the VP.
Kamala Harris. Let me read this out.
Gotcha.
So all right, VP Kamala Harris. How dare they? How dare they tell a woman that she can't do and not do with her own body? How dare they? How dare they try to stop her in determining her own future?
Who does that sound like?
Sounds like Greta, right?
Yeah, Greta Thunberg. Remember, how dare you? How dare you? Like, it's all emotion. How dare you? Man, how dare you talk to us like that? We're not children.
Right.
Like, I feel like to be a liberal now in 2022, you have to be like, you want your politicians to talk to you like you're a first grader. How dare you?
How dare you tell me how dare you?
Roe v. Wade, it's a constitutional decision there. They're sending it back to states. And again, even if it does overturn, like, why should the Bible Belt be able to tell us what to do in the same way? Why should we be able to tell the Bible Belt what to do? We're supposed to be a republic, you know, states' rights. It goes back to the states. And he's going, how dare they? How dare they? It's just all emotion. It's such a fraud. And those are supposed to be our leaders. That's the president and the vice president of the United States. Now, it didn't stop with them. As you said, they're telegraphing their punches. We could see it coming. Every politician had to get into it. So let's get to it, because Massachusetts, their politicians, they got the memo to, hey, you better stop on this. Planned Parenthood and the ACLU said, you better start talking about this if you want your funds. So if you go to the next slide, we have our very own Senator Ed Markey. So here's Ed Markey. I got to read this one. This one bothers me. He goes, a stolen, illegitimate, and far-right Supreme Court majority appears set to destroy the right to abortion, an essential right which protects the health, safety, and freedom of millions of Americans. There's no other recourse. We must expand the court. Dude, there's a lot to unpack on this
one. Expand the court. Well, so what does he mean by expand? Expand the court, more liberal judges?
Yeah, they want to pack the court right now, where they have the Senate, right? They have the votes in the Senate. So obviously, because Kamala is the 51st vote, that gets it over there. Biden can nominate it. They want to destroy these institutions.
Is that democracy, though, if you just have all one? Is that even diversity, inclusion, equity? If it's just all, if you pack the court, which is all one way of thinking.
It's not. And Congress, again, you can see it. I truly
get it. That's not democracy.
Not at all. I loved your analogy with telegraphing. They're telling you what they're going to do. We need to expand the court. It's political. If you're a woman out there and they say you're pro-abortion and you're scared about that, don't fall for this bullshit. They're just trying to destroy our country, our institutions. They're going after the last one. The Supreme Court was the last one where everybody still kind of trusts. You know, people hate certain justices or disagree with all of them. But when they make a decision, you know, the people of America still go, okay, we live with it. You know what I mean?
That's what it is.
That's who it is. What it is. Like, we know me and you both disagree with Ketanji Jackson Brown there.
Yep.
But she got confirmed. We're not going to burn down the country for that. She got confirmed. But also, the beginning of this, a stolen, illegitimate, and far-right Supreme Court. How is our Supreme Court stolen and illegitimate?
Only thieves use that language. The ones who steal say something.
He's undermining our country by doing that. Mm. Undermining our country. He's saying the Supreme Court's doing it. It's exactly what these communists want to do. They're trying to, they're undermining our country by saying, oh, now the Supreme Court, you don't have to listen to. And you know, the zombies that are coming out of college, which I feel bad for these kids, because just being brainwashed, are going to be like, yeah, abortion. And they're going to fall around and be like, the Supreme Court doesn't matter. They don't have rights over my body.
See, my whole thing is this, man. Look, look, we're in Massachusetts. It's, abortion is here. You know, I'm pro-life. Huh? You know what I'm saying? Huh? But I'm in Massachusetts, bro. Abortion is here, right? Like you said, I mean, that's the law. That's the law. I'm not gonna try to ruin.
Abortion's not gonna be illegal in Massachusetts. It's
not gonna be illegal in Massachusetts. See, it's hard for me to even talk about, because I think it's a moral thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's a moral thing.
And we'll get to that stuff.
I'm gonna say this, and I'm gonna put my 2 feet down right now.
I like it.
I'm gonna put my freaking 2 feet down right now. All right,
Donnie Palmer. I like.
So look,
this is gonna be Congress.
No problem with abortion. I got a problem with, I'm pro-life. I'm gonna say, I just gotta say it, right? I got a problem with the women that are having 4 or 5 abortions in 6 months, 10 right. abortions in a lifetime. I got a problem with those women, okay? Something happens to a girl and they need it, okay.
But you're not allowed to have that decision.
Are you abusing an abortion?
But you're not allowed to have that decision.
I'm not allowed to say anything about that, but I'm gonna say it. The women that are having 4 or 5 abortions in six months, you know, they're abusing the system. I got a problem with that.
There's no morality to it.
You know what I'm saying?
And we'll talk about it. I'll give my opinion on like where we stand with it.
Right.
But let's keep going to the next one to show how these people are just, again, more next politicians. Slide. All right. So if you go to the next slide
next
here.
Slide.
Next slide.
The Wu?
Who we got here? Who we got here?
Wu-Tang?
Wu-Tang's out.
The Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing. The Wu-Tang Clan.
Yeah. I love Wu-Tang. That's good they did on Chappelle's show. It was awesome.
Yes.
Wu-Tang Financial. So I got this one, right? This is the one that bothered me, because I want to hear your point. You're from the city. You live in the city. This is your
born and raised in the city.
So she goes like this. Our city is no stranger fighting for our freedom. Yeah, Boston was the birthplace of America. We're cool. We have always been a beacon for the rest of the country. So today, more than ever, it will take everything to defend reproductive justice for all. What has she been doing ever since she got in?
Nothing. Ruining the city.
Is she fighting for freedom? Is Michelle Wu the freedom fighter? Is that what she's been doing
she
for the people?
She's fighting for, I feel like she's still masking kids in school. She's firing teachers.
For what?
Firing officers.
For not getting the facts, right?
Right. She's a Chicago hooligan.
Yeah,
Chicago.
I like that line.
Chicago.
That's same with Presley on that.
Nobody. I mean, people from Chicago should not be over here like governing our little province of New England, little Massachusetts.
But she's coming in. She's saying she's starting for freedom. Look at what she's done. She's fighting the cops and the firefighters for not getting the shot. She's masking children. She brought the vax passport out. We defeated that. Like the people who pushed back on that, you got to give credit for, because they defeated the vax passport. Like, she's not fighting for freedom. She's fighting for totalitarianism. Now she's fighting for freedom, for justice, for reproductive rights.
No,
it's bullshit. It's a lie, right? And again, we next said, this is a devastating moment for our country when lives are being threatened by a fringe minority determined to drag us back to the dangers of decades past. You're the fringe minority, not us. You're the fringe minority.
Yes.
You're radical. Like, stop thinking like, oh, everyone's opposed to abortion.
You went to Harvard. Because
if you took like a vote of everybody in the United States for it, like on abortion, right. I bet everyone would vote that what would pass is first trimester abortion's legal, right? Everyone's for that. After that, you know, medical stuff, you know, all other things that I don't know about. I'm not going to pretend I'm an expert on that. And then all this after stuff of them murdering babies, afterlife and stuff, those people should be jailed, right?
You talking about that Maryland thing?
Well, so there's a few stuff. They put these, I mean, they're selling the like body parts, like Planned Parenthood.
That's the Project Veritas did that a few
years ago, was it,
right?
Them? They exposed them. How they were selling them on the black market.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
And I know you got something for that later.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just a lie, right? Again, that would be happening if you took a vote. People would be like, "Yep, we want abortion illegal in the first trimester, and then after that, you know, medical stuff."
And
that's what the majority of people in this country would want. But they make it sound that everyone in this country wants abortions up to 9 months and after. That's not it.
That's not it.
They're liars. And again, it's all political. So if we go to the next one, and this one, you know, sometimes you have to have some fun, right? You know, in this crazy world we live in. Next slide there.
Pocahontas?
Pocahontas. Did you see her yesterday? Did you see the video of her?
I thought she had Tourette's. I thought she had Tourette's or you know, she was shaking. She was shaking like she had to see. She had something, man, going on with it, you know?
It was absolutely nuts. She's in there. She's screaming. She's going, we need to fight back. We're not going to let this happen. And as you said, this is what she had. She goes, an extremist Supreme Court. Here we go. Extremist Supreme Court. They always use these butlers. And Goebbels said it. Goebbels was Hitler's propagandist. And he always said, if you repeat a lie enough, people will believe it.
They're the softest. So they
always call us extremists. It's always we're extremists. It's like, what's extreme about us? Just because we believe, you know, we speak our truth.
Right.
So they always use extremists. And that's what they
use softest rhetoric.
An extremist Supreme Court is poised to overturn Roe v. Wade and impose its far right, unpopular views on the entire country. It's time for the millions who support the Constitution and in abortion rights to stand up and make their voices heard. We're not going back, not ever. Again, I couldn't even read without laughing. Support the Constitution? The Constitution gave the rights back to the people. It's going back to the states. You've already talked about what's going to happen in Massachusetts.
What?
So she's lying there.
Lying.
She's pushing disinfo just like Markey did. And then she's, I'm angry because an extremist Supreme Court thinks they can impose their extremist views on all the women of this country and they are wrong. And again, she goes, we're not going back. Not now, not ever. What are we talking about going back? If murdering babies, if we stop murdering babies at 9 months is going back, I want to go back. And right. I'm pretty sure everyone in this country wants to go back.
Right.
They hijack the conversation. They start the narrative. And it's just all political. And it was so fun watching her freak out. You say, she's having Tourette's.
I know, it's great because where were these people weeks ago? You know, the pressure is on. We are putting the pressure on them every day. Us out there pounding those streets, getting those signatures. They feel it. Huh? They feel it, brother. That's why they're on TV now.
You've been grinding.
They're not on TV.
Huh?
I've been putting the pressure on these liberal scumbags.
Yeah, and
pounding the pavement,
and
bro.
It's leftists, right? We say the leftists. The leftists. They're the ones who are doing it. It's their sacrament. The religion of woke. Abortion's their sacrament. It's mental, right?
It's
absolutely
mental.
But look what our politicians are. Like the highest leaders in the land, all of our biggest leaders, our senators, the Mayor Wu, they all jump up and they say, and there's more, and that's all we have. But again, it's all political. They're destroying the Supreme Court and our people's trust in the Supreme Court just to stay in power. Mm-hmm. Biden even says it. Vote for it, right?
Right.
Right. Like, again, if they cared about women's rights, it wouldn't be just vote for it. Vote for it. They don't care. Biden's a pervert. His son's a junkie who's always – I mean, you saw those videos.
Yeah, you saw them.
So it's like they're lying to us, and this is the key. And this is for, those independents who are like, yeah, I don't want abortion illegal, like – don't fall for this emotion. They're trying to get your emotion out. Don't fall for that because that's all it is. It's a political play just to keep in power. So if you go to the next slide, now let's actually talk. Because again, abortion is it's an emotional subject and it's hard to talk about, right? Everyone's even there because again, it's based off morality. To me, it's more of a culture issue. If you look at the next slide, right, you have them all. Michelle Wu, Rachel Arnolds, Ron Mariano, Karen Spielka, Reproductive Equity Now, ACLU of Mass, and Planned Parenthood. Those are the two right there. Planned Parenthood, to me, is one of the most evil institutions this country's ever created. Do you know who created it?
Yeah, Margaret Sanger.
Margaret Sanger.
I hated black folks.
Margaret Sanger would hate you.
Yeah,
she would have aborted you. Yeah. You can't be around. Yeah. Like, it's crazy. Like, I mean, and since it was like from like 1970, there's been like, I think like 20 million black American fetus babies that were aborted. Since 97, like, and she openly talked about it. Like, they were
business.
They were geneticists.
That's big business.
They were geneticists. And then you look at all the Planned Parents, and now, and again, people struggle in the city, and there's issues there, right? We're not saying all that, but Planned Parenthood was started by eugenicists because
it's big business.
Because they hated black people.
And it's big business.
And they wanted to control the population. Like, there's 40 million black Americans in America today. There's been 20 million that's born. That's a third of your people there. How are you supposed to grow if you literally can't grow?
Right. Can't wait to get into this.
So, as we said, I'll put my opinion out there on abortion, right?
Big business.
And everybody has abortion. Like, I truly think Planned Parenthood should be raised to the, like, burned to the ground. Like, that, it's truly an evil organization. And we're going to talk about something in a second. But I was pro-choice most of my life, and it was 3 or 4 years ago where I finally came back to the Catholic faith. Where I became pro-life. And it's where I looked into all these Planned Parenthoods and what they're doing and what's actually happening. It's not like I felt like woman's choice. I fell for their propaganda that they're putting out now. Mm-hmm. Woman's choice, yeah, woman does have a right. There's a conversation there to be had, right? that women can, hey, you know, be a part of something. I don't know. That's something for them to kind of talk about. But I am pro-life, but I view it as a cultural thing, right? We, you know, when they killed Kennedy in the 60s and the communists solidified power in our education system, they removed God from our society, from our schools, right, from our society. So we, there's no morality, right? It should be a morality issue. Like, life begins at conception, right? So to me, I didn't believe that until I started looking into it and I came back to my faith. It's like, it's true. It's real. So I am pro-life and I'm unapologetically pro-life. You know, I'm new to the movement. So these, I'm not one to be like, hey, come ask my opinions on it. But, you know, as a practicing Catholic, like, I'm pro-life and I think it is, but we're also not a Catholic nation. Mm-hmm. I understand that, right? We're America where people make these decisions. I think Massachusetts, like 4-1, want, you know, legal abortion and stuff. Like, I'm not a king, right? But again, I'm pro-life, but that's a culture thing. We should be telling people, like, yeah, why? And given this information that we know about kind of the horrors they do it. And I know you had brought some stuff up where we talked about the Project Veritas. Isn't there a video you were showing me the other day? Who is it?
Oh, Warren Moon video.
The Warren Moon video. Hey, you put up that Warren Moon video?
In that bag I wrote, I think my success will hopefully be an example for others to follow, because if I have success in this program and I talk and tell other people about it, maybe they'll come back and follow and have the same type of success. A lot of people aren't aware of what stem cells can do for your body, so a lot of people are being educated to it, they're reading more about it. Regular medicine doesn't really agree with it as much right now yet, so because they don't know as much about it. So I think if I can have success doing this just because of the platform that I have and the following that I have, I can spread the word to more people and they'll spread the word to others that this is a way to really improve your quality of life. And that's one of the main reasons I'm here. I just want to improve the quality of my life going forward.
Do you like that music they have in the background? It's like, dude, playing the piano, like, it's so nice. Like, this is something great. Stem cell research is what they're using. They're aborting these babies. It's a business. You keep saying business. It, big business.
Big business, bro.
Like, that, it's exactly true. I mean, I remember there was a South Park where it was like Christopher Reeves, like, this was years ago. He's like eating all the baby fetuses. Like, this has been happening for a while. So, but we're not paying attention to what's going on.
Stem cell research, remember, Planned Parenthood was selling. Perjury test, got him on tape, video, selling fetuses, selling baby parts, right? On the black market. This has been going on for years. Obama, the adrenochrome, okay? Mm-hmm. Live babies, up to 28 days. You know what I'm saying? You can say, oh, I don't want it anymore and kill it,
that's
right?
Crazy.
What are you going to do?
It's crazy.
That baby's not going to waste. I'm sorry. That baby's not getting cremated. That baby's not going to waste.
And that's murder. You understand? That is murder. That's murder. And they're using it because rich elites need it and want it. Like, Pocahontas was screaming, it's only going to affect poor people. Like, the rich elites want poor people to get it because they want those stem cells.
Yeah.
That's what they're
doing.
They
want the stem cells for themselves.
It's such a bigger question. And again, you know,
the poor people, they're saying the poor people, yeah, you need the abortion if you need to have it. Mm-hmm. They encourage you to have the abortion so they can have these stem cells.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? It's big business. You have people like Warren Moon, LeBron James, you know what I'm saying? That are on the left, far left side, you know, and have great Hall of Fame accolades, and can persuade the people that this is great. Even Warren Moon says in the video, "Hey, the medical world ain't really for the science, ain't really for this, you know, because it's a morality thing. Mm-hmm. It's not for it because down to it, you know, just like when you know who makes your shoes. When we found out." How they make our shoes, how Nike makes our shoes in China.
Huh?
That little baby's making those shoes. Sweatshops, right? It hurts your heart. Then you find out how they treat the pigs in the slaughterhouse, right? But nobody cares about what they do to the babies in Planned Parenthood.
It's nuts. Huh? And you're not allowed to, because if you try to go at it, you know, Planned Parenthood has so much money. I saw Planned Parenthood is expending $150 million on this election, right, alone.
Like, who's
leaking that stuff, right?
Right.
They're going at it because abortion, as you said, is such a big business. And again, same thing with the human trafficking going across the border. They're big businesses, and money and greed run the entire country. And I think everybody, doesn't matter what side we are, you know, us normal folk, right? Not us. We're not elite or anything like that. Us normal folks know money rules the world. And that's what's pushing abortion, right? It's not a morality question anymore. It's Planned Parenthood has all this money and they just push it, And they lie to these women saying it's a woman's right. And it's like, again,
there's way more behind it.
Don't
be surprised.
And again, like I would never judge a woman that ever had an abortion ever in my life. Nothing. Like I'm never anything for that.
Who are we to judge?
Like, exactly. Not at all.
You live with your own woes.
It's not you that. Like, we'll, to me, we'll be judged for it. But it's such a false lie that they push. And you look at what happened yesterday. It was a political, hit.
We don't want an abortion. We just want to have a limit on abortions of a woman can get. Like, she can't have 4 abortions in 6 months.
but again, that's a cultural issue. Like, the government shouldn't be involved. That should be a cultural issue. Like, we should be bringing some God back into our lives and being like, why they say this. And if you read back, like, why, you know, the church is against it, it's like, man, to me, that makes sense. That's true. And again, I'm nobody to say, tell anyone of what to do. I don't want to judge it. Like, I'm not here to, you know, push laws and stuff like that. That pro-life movement, I'm still learning from
them. It's a moral thing. We're going to get back into these stem cells, though. Understand these stem cells.
Yeah.
NBA, NFL, NHL. Don't be surprised if your favorite player or you see more athletes start pushing for stem cells.
Now, look at this. So I was reading something. Somebody made the argument that, you know, what they do, you know, with these, you know, fetuses and stuff, so these stem cells, is almost very similar to, like, you know, the human sacrifices and child sacrifice they used to do, like the Aztecs used to do, right? So the reason why they would, you know, sacrifice these children is because they wanted, you know, to have better life or to have, like, rain season. You know, they would sacrifice to the gods for, you know, better things to improve. Mm-hmm. Isn't that what we're kind of sacrificing some of these fetus for, especially at these term and stuff? We're using it for the science to, you know, to move forward to our gods, like our science gods. It's like there's a connection there. And again, I'm newer to this movement, you know, because I fell for the propaganda, you know, my whole life, and you know, it's a personal issue. But there's an evil thing behind this.
Evil. We're fighting evil right now. Listen, we're the mass generals, and we're fighting evil right now.
Yep, these people that came out yesterday and are screaming, we support your rights. These Liz Warrens, these Ed Markey's, Joe Biden.
They don't support your rights.
They don't support your rights.
They're not for the poor people.
Look what they did the past 2 years. Forcing vaxxers on you, forcing your kids to go home and shutting their schools down, then putting a mask on them. All these different things.
They set your kid back a year in education.
Longer.
A year or two in education because those kids went back to school last year. And they were,
lost. And now these kids don't have any purpose for what they did. But they're pretending now that they care, right? This is their hill to die on. It's because it's all emotion. And again, I'd love to hear, you know, sit with someone who, you know, is pro-abortion, but is you know what I mean, normal person that's like, can understand our arguments about, you know, towards the end and be like, hey, yeah, it's not a Catholic nation. I understand that. But, like, I'm not telling you what laws to make, but these issues that we're bringing up with Planned Parenthood, these stem cell research, these late term abortions, like Ron Paul wrote about it, where he was in a, you know, in a hospital, and he watched, you know, a fetus that they were going to abort. They put it out and they just throw it aside. And he was like, I could hear it crying. And they just left it in a bucket and then it just stopped and it died. Then there was another one where, you know, they wanted to keep the baby. And the baby was struggling, so they were doing everything they could to save its life, It's like, so we're choosing? We're picking and choosing? That's murder, right? That is murder.
It's murder.
And it's like, that can't happen. So to me, this isn't the abortion question yet. It's to stop these people that are funded by Planned Parenthood, that are funded by the ACLU, that are only doing this for political power and has nothing to do with morality and rights, like any to do with that.
1 second. You said they pick and chose.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm a first responder. Like, I went to the Boston EMS. Uh-uh. And, you know, so, like, you know, you get your heart attack. I got you. Yeah. Like,
I like that. I went to SABC, whatever, in our basic training. We had that stuff.
Yeah. So as a first responder, you learn this. National, you know, there's a national, board. Uh-huh. If there's somebody on the scene they're hurt, I'm a first responder, I'm there, and I get down there and start helping this person, I can't pick and choose not to help that person. I got to help that person until somebody comes, till, you know, proper help comes, you know, an ambulance or something comes, or a cop comes to relieve me from the job. Mm-hmm. I got to keep that person alive.
Exactly.
Until I'm relieved. You understand? And, like, how do you
But I was going to say, would you imagine you pick and choose and being like, oh, well, we want that person to die. Oh, so don't take
it. No, like, even if I don't like you, I'm going to save your life.
No, and it's such a problem. And, you know, it really is this. So, like, again, I'm glad that the Supreme Court's overturning Roe. Like, I'm excited about that. Let it go back to the states. I mean, there's going to be a big fundamental change because, I mean, there's only going to be 4 or 5 states that will ban abortion.
In the military.
It'll be in the Bible Belt, right? And they have every right to do it. It's not going to happen up here. Right. But at least it'll go back to, you know, a morality question. And then the people that are kind of going off it, it's like, all right, that's fine. That's what this country's supposed to be, right? New England's not supposed to be like the South. California's not supposed to be like the Midwest.
No.
Okay. We're big in all that stuff.
We innovate.
I hope it goes through and they overturn it. But I think it's very important now that, you know, us conservatives stand up to these people that are going to come with all their vicious things, all their hate's going to come our way. Like if we stand up to, you know, saying, oh, we're happy they're overturning Roe, they're going to come at us with like demonic energy. I swear to God, it's going to be demonic energy because it's one of their sacraments. And we have to stand up against these people, push back against these politicians who are only doing it for money, only doing it for power, and get it back to, you know, let people decide, let the states decide and see where they want for it. But no one's going to speak out against it because it's such an emotional issue and they come at you hard, just like all the other issues we go at, you know, race, mm-hmm. gender, like all those things. Like, we're the mass generals. We're not backing down from anything. Mm-hmm. We'll take this fight on, even if it's just us two. People are like, oh, you're pro-life. No, we'll fight it. Because we're going to stand up for it. So, you know, I just wanted to get this out there. And I know you did, like, kind of, hey, it's an important issue.
It's important. And
the thing is, it's so important. Like, we can't be afraid to have our opinions.
Just tell the people, use logic. Mm-hmm.
And
just
reason.
Like, look into the fact. Like, all right, we call them premises, facts. We're giving you premises, mm-hmm. sound premises, and facts. Mm-hmm. Every time we hop on this mic, we give you feedback from them. We give you evidence. You know what I'm saying? We give you data, content.
Exactly.
Like go find your own content.
But as you said, like with the boxing analogy, it's like, yeah, they're telegraphing it. And like, we just showed you.
We're
like,
not the brightest kids in the world.
No, dude. We're not.
I'm a boxer.
I don't want to be going running at Harvard and giving speeches like that. But like, it's everyday people like us that are warriors that need to step up and start fighting back and not being afraid to say our opinions. Like, as you said, I'm pro-life. That doesn't mean there's a federal law against abortion and stuff.
Again,
it's still the United States of America. Like, right. Unlike our leftist people here, which they've done, they now, because they didn't get their way, they think they can destroy every institution, which they do, the Supreme Court. It's like, no, I'm not against, like, I'm against that. We still live in America where there are rights and we have a system that can go against, you know, say my belief as a Catholic. So I understand that. I'm not going to burn things down. But, you know, what we're doing is we're going to change the culture, right? So we change the culture, then we change the conversation. But, you know, the overturning of Roe, it's a good start. I'm happy for it. But, you know, I think this was good for us to get it out there and be like, hey, this is where we stand at. And, you know, people will probably attack us for this, being like, my favorite is where the women's going, you're a boy, you can't have an option. And man, shut up.
We need to put sanctions on Planned Parenthood.
If any person that comes at us, like a woman that says, like, you shut your mouth, you're not a woman, you can't say it, would be like, well, the men wrote the Constitution, men wrote the 19th Amendment. Maybe it should just be men to decide who gets rid of the 19th Amendment. You gotta have fun with it. But it's like, that is such a ridiculous argument.
I know.
Again, I'm not, it's Matt Lynch and Donnie Palmer are not gonna be the ones who make the laws on abortion, right? The people will decide. People will be like, hey, we want it. As I said, in my opinion, if the American people across the country, if we took a vote of what it would probably end up, you know, first term trimester, abortion's legal. After that, you know, medical issues and all these other things that kind of go into it. And then the people who try to do this shit after, like, they're going to the electric chair. I think that's what the majority of people think. But when these people control the narrative, like, they call us extremists, they call us far right, and we're taking women's right, and we're a fringe. not a fringe. No. And we can't be afraid to show we're not the fringe. We're
not the fringe.
It's just they're going to come at us for having these opinions.
On how many abortions a woman can have in a year. You're going to have 10 abortions in a year, 6 abortions in a year. That's crazy.
But the thing is,
we don't want to pay for that.
But that's the part is like, I don't want nothing to do with that type of conversation. It's like, that's a culture thing.
Yeah.
Right. But like that's a morality issue. If you're doing that, it's like, and what are you doing in your life? Yeah, maybe you should take some responsibility in your life.
We're not going to end it in mass. It's not going to happen in mass.
I know.
We're not trying to do that either. Right? So they're trying to make it seem like Republicans want to end women's rights and end abortion. That's a lie. We are the Republican Party.
Yeah.
It's us. We're the new age Republican Party.
We are the new age. We're the America
first. We're telling you. We are the neo-Republican party right here in Massachusetts, okay? Pirate ship out here.
We are the pirate ship.
You understand?
We're the pirate ship.
These people are crazy. Listen, Ayanna Pressler is crazy. Talk about Republicans want to just end abortion.
And then the race. And again,
we don't want to pay for it.
The federal government doesn't do it. But again, it's such a hard conversation to have, but I'm glad we're on record of it now.
Right.
These are our opinions.
It's a moral thing.
This is where we see it. You know, we don't know everything. We always will say that. We don't know what's best for anybody else, right? We only know, you know, we want to protect our country. We're the mass generals. We want to speak the opinions that we have. And where if somebody wants to try to give us more information to be like, hey, this is why this, that's fine. But we're not going to fall. We're not going to listen and to just stand by while these people destroy our country. They just destroyed trust in our Supreme Court, our last branch of government that, you know, all our people still had trust in, you know, because nobody believes the president. Nobody believes the legislator anymore. So it's like they're destroying our country if they don't get their way. And I think that's the bigger issue we have to be here. Right. We have to stop them. And we have to, as conservatives, meet them head on with this issue. Yeah. We can't back down from this.
These are spoiled brats.
Yeah, they are, right? They truly are.
They're spoiled brats in office. You know, they say they're for the poor people. But they don't walk the streets. You know, they're not in the projects looking for signatures, talking to the people, eating with the people. You know what I'm saying?
We are.
You know, yeah.
I'm saying, man. They're not in the battle for the signatures in your district.
Right. Oh, my goodness. That's tough.
All right. So, you know, as we close out here, thank you for joining us. I'm sure we'll get some heat for this, because we have our wrong thing. And we live in a communist country at this point with the Democrats in charge. But, you know, we're not going to back down.
No.
So we're the mass generals.
Tom Petty.
You can stand me up at the gates of hell.
Yes.
But I won't back down.
Yes.
All right. See you guys.
Thank you.
Peace.